Robert sat at the kitchen table with his laptop. He was refining the text for the Y2K protocol. He checked the character count on the fifth line. It was exactly 29 marks across the white. Precision was the only way to keep the peace. Virginia called from the hospital break room. The clinic is full of heat exhaustion cases. I'll be home late, so don't wait up for me. Robert gripped the phone with a steady, calm hand. Stay safe, honey, and keep up the good work. He hung up and looked at the bare condo walls. They were a far cry from the mahogany of the past. But the air inside was not heavy with secrets. Dorothy arrived with a bag of school supplies. She was tired but had a bright spark in her. The kids are learning how to code, she said. I told them about the logic of the old ways. Minnie poured a glass of iced tea for her girl. As long as they learn the truth, Minnie said. Shirley walked in then, carrying her tablet. I fixed the alignment on the book covers, Dad. The Photoshop layers are perfectly centered. Robert smiled at the youngest of the four. She had her mother's eyes and his own drive. Barbara sent a report from the sales office. The paperback orders are climbing fast now. People want the story of the virus and Rob. Robert felt the weight of his 70-odd years. He had been a Marine and a Titan and a thief. Now he was just a man who wrote the truth out. The radical honesty was the light in the room. They ate a simple meal of beans and hot rice. The steak rub was kept for the Sunday special. They were saving every penny for the future. The debt was gone but the hunger remained. A hunger to be better than they were before. Robert finished the final line of the day. He saved the file and closed the lid slowly. The house was quiet as the desert night fell. He looked at Minnie in the soft lamplight. We are still here, he whispered to the dark. The towers were solid. The foundation was real. The saga moved forward. The air was very pure.